Welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast, part two of the Rise of the Solutionary series with El Patron, volume four. Fresh news. Let's brew.
Get you some.
And car gals, this is Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And this is Frelin Arts, the subprime hero.
And we are together with El Patron.
Yeah,
he
yo.
Is in the building in New York.
We in the house, kid.
But we are excited to be bringing you some fresh brews, fresh news. We are having a great cup of coffee and a conversation with an incredible car guy that is not just a car guy, but he is really a solutionary. Man, I'm getting really inspired. I'm getting excited. We're having good conversations before we hit record, but yeah. We're jumping back into it because we got some fresh news that I'm sure that El Patron wants to share with you.
Yes, sir.
Freddie, so, you want to go ahead and alley yeah. for him?
You know, I want to get right into your book, man. I finished reading the book. I think the book is great. It's a very easy read, which made it nice for me because I'm not the best reader, but yeah. I do love to read. But what made it nice was not only did you make it a book about yourself and about how you came up in the game, but also you have little worksheets in here so people can work on their game.
Yep.
Wonderful idea. I love yep. the book. I bought it day one. I don't know if you know that, but the first
yes,
day it
did.
Came
Thank
out, I ordered it. As soon as I saw it, I was like, click, order.
Yep.
I think I was probably the first one to post a picture of me holding it too.
Yep. Thank
so
you.
I'm excited. I'm glad that I had the chance to read the book and that I was one of the first ones to, man. Tell people about your book. What inspired you to write a book?
You know, it came about in 2017. A lot of people don't know, but that's the story of getting a driver to begin with, because the company approached me and said, listen, your story needs to be on a book. It's either going to inspire people. I started thinking of it. I'm like, really a book? I don't know. It's a big investment at the time. And I had a meeting with them. And then I got the idea to really do it. So they said, give us the number one reason why you want the book, and we'll tell you if we'll do the book or not. And I said, I want to do the book not to get rich. They're like, okay. They're like, the number one question people say is the number one reason why they want to do a book is to get rich. So it's like, you're good right there. So then I tell them, listen, I want to tell my story. I said, I went through some good stuff, and then some really bad stuff. I got caught up with some really good stuff, and I don't want people to go through it. I said, I want to give more or less an outline that if you follow that path, right, that's why there's two ways that you can follow in the car business, bad things are going to happen. So if I'm able to change one person's mentality, mindset, and positivity and all that, then I said, then I do it for a reason. So they say, I said, I was really, really busy at the time. I had a conference going. It was a first conference going. I had Brooklyn, who were doing crazy numbers, close to 400 cars a month, which was insane. I was doing the show at the same time. So I said, I want the book for 2020. So they agreed to do the book while I was in the car. So now I'm 2 hours away from Brooklyn, okay, each way with traffic. So they agreed to do 8 hours a week while I was in traffic in the car with the ghostwriters and everything, like eight people on the phone.
Oh, wow.
So I said, I'm going to get a driver. I said, so I don't have to drive. And I always had three phones. So now I'm down to two. So I said, I'm going to get on the phone while and they agreed to do that schedule. So every day at 8:30, when we got on the road with my driver, I was on the phone for an hour and a half, just going over my stories.
Wow.
So that took about 8 months. I upgraded to the car. It was an S550. Then we decided to get the Maybach.
Oh,
so
man.
I kept the driver, and we finished the book in 8 months. I still have the driver. So, but the book got made in the back of the car. So that was the whole story about it. And, I just wanted to share my story, man. And to have that as an author, it's been a big, you know, once, like I said to you, once I put it in my head and it got to be done, and the idea was put in my head, and I started really thinking about it and, you know, prayed about it. I told my wife, what do you think? She said, I think you have a story that people want to hear. and she knows I have the following now and things like that. So it's been obviously it was supposed to be released at Digital Dealer with David Villa, but that didn't happen because of COVID. So we're still going to do the release of the book when all this crap is over. But for now, you know, I just decided to sell it. It got sold almost 200 for the first weekend. 200 people bought it, which was great. And a lot of people on LinkedIn, you know, I get a lot more stuff on LinkedIn, believe it or not, because there's a lot of executives there. And I'm always posting there. So I got a big, big following there with some big people there. So I love it. You know, I like the way the book came out. It was really true to what I said. And that's who I am. You know, it's never going to change. Yeah. Sticking to it.
Yeah, he even looks swole as heck in this picture too. You're like, suck.
Yeah, I was buffed. I think I worked out that day.
You're feeling yourself. Hold on, let me get this right.
No, you
this
know, is a great cover. I have six different covers, and this is the one that I went with because people's like, you know, they got to recognize you. And I said, I always put my picture on all my social stuff. So I said, why change it now? You know, and everybody was like, where's your picture? Because I had it without my picture. And everybody's like, you got to put your picture on it. That's how we know you. That's how we started to get to know you, with your pictures on it. So I was like, all right. So we decided to do a photo shoot with pictures. And this is what we went with. These are my colors, red, white, you know, some of my cards.
Oh, yeah. That's your color. I always, you know, if you're down here in Louisville area in Kentucky, that's red and white. Right. That's Cardinals, the Louisville Cardinals.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So
that's right. Big basketball state here.
We're going to do some stuff. We're going to give away some books when all this stuff is over. And there's a lot of salesmen on Instagram. They hit me up all the time. About the book yesterday, there were some people that bought it for the whole dealership, so that was appreciative. And you know, I get a lot of support. And like I said, if it can change somebody's mindset, if it can help somebody, what I went through, and explain why I am the way I am, and then you'll get it, right? You'll get the whole picture because you know I'm working on a second book right now, which is about social media, do's and don'ts, and stuff like that. Like supportive, like we don't have support system, and that's why I always comment on either on your videos, Fred, you know what I'm saying, or Jared's video, I'm always commenting because there's no support system, right? And sometimes we get too caught up in the likes and the views and stuff like that. And it's not about that. It's about having the message and being consistent and having those ambassadors, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I get a lot of reach on LinkedIn because my videos get shared 20 times a day, you know, 30 times a day. So some people are like, dude, how do I come across your videos when I'm not even connected? It's because you connected to the other person that shared my video. Yeah, so when I started to get to learn, and Jason from Nextel is the one who taught me about the shares, you know, how to get a bigger reach. And that's how Nextel came about, and we took it to the next level in Brooklyn with it. And, you know, we just that was it on the book. I still think I'm going to do the release, and maybe we'll do a party. I'll invite you guys out here.
Oh, we'll be there. I will be there. There's no doubt.
With my book in hand like this, you know?
Yep. Sign it for me, please.
Yeah.
No, man.
Why do you want to sign?
I can't wait for that.
You know, I feel honored, and yeah, we'd love to sign it for you guys.
No doubt, man. So, speaking of Nextel, I know you and Jason, man. I love Jason's stuff. Jason's hilarious.
Yeah,
he's one of the most different characters that you can imagine out there doing what he does.
He's definitely if we were in high school, he's definitely a class clown.
He's definitely in the yearbook as class clown, no doubt.
Yep.
So, I love what you guys are doing there. It was cool. I was there for the Zoom meeting, whatever. Yeah, I was there for that. I got to listen to what he was doing, which you guys are doing. I mean, and I think that is a great idea. I think that giving it for free right now is definitely something that's going to help a lot of people. It's going to help you guys further than you could ever imagine. Yeah. It's that old saying, the more you give, the more you get. Tell us a little bit about that and what sparked that.
So what came about is this is my number one platform that I'm using for my customers. So I go upstairs, I make a 2-minute video, you know, walk around with the car. I send them the video. I make sure, you know, I show my face so they know what I look like. So right away, that makes the customer call me. Oh, you're the Patron guy. Yeah. I see you all over the website. Okay. And that starts the conversation. And it makes them feel a little bit more comfortable. So there's not a lot of tools out there. Yeah, you can use your video and send a text, right? But the app is designed more, and I'll send it to you. It has your business card in there, right? It has your cell phone number in there if you want your store number to be called. And what it's doing is that it's helping me. Like, I'm getting more reviews out of it. I'm doing more social media. All my guys get the video to share, right? So you can share a lot more stuff with your staff on the app. And we say, you know what, Jason, right now it's about being part of the solution instead of the problem. So let's offer it to the guys. So when we signed up, when we had that Zoom call, we had about 17 dealers reach out that actually got the app. So, and so far, you know, I keep posting it. If you guys need help, my brother was here actually on Saturday. He worked for a Honda dealership. So I'm even, we even giving it to personal, just salesmen, you know, if they want their own stuff, like just to, if the store doesn't want it, but the salesman wants something like a new tool to use, they can get it as well. It is free until, you know, whenever this thing ends, and we might even keep it that way. You know what I'm saying? Who knows?
Yeah, it just all comes down to, I think that you're going to find different ways and other ways to monetize from it. You know what I mean? So whatever you guys end up doing in the end, it's a great app. It's the idea, the whole process. I know that you guys spent a lot of time developing it.
Yes.
Wonderful, man. And I think it's great. I love the marketing on it. I love all of it. It's a lot of fun to watch it grow. And I'm seeing it grow right now.
And if any of your people, you know, any of your fans want it, they can just reach out to me or Ashley. She's like the one that does everything for us. And she's pretty much got it down packed. She'll get you a business card, a digital business card right away. So you can send to your clients. We'll show you how to use it real quick. It's very simple to use. And right now, a lot of CRMs don't have that capability, that video capability, right? So this is a little extra that can help you, especially what's going on right now with COVID. I think it will help. And listen, what's the worst that can happen? You selling all the car out of it? Why not?
Car guys. Hear that? Did you hear what was just said? You heard it from the horse's mouth himself. He said that this Nextel app right now is still available for you to have absolutely 100% for free. So come to the page, go check out El Patron, check out our page, but say that you were listening to Car Guy Coffee and there's something free from El Patron. He's already telling everybody that it's free. So you can use the Car Guy Coffee code or
hey, listen.
But it doesn't matter.
It's all about the reach, right? If you guys didn't hear it, now they hear it. They can get it. They can get
it.
That's
right. That's right.
Absolutely.
So I'm excited to brew solutions with that app, especially inside of my store, Fred's store. We're definitely excited to do that. Man, what a great cup of fresh news, everybody. We got the game changer.
We got Eric reach out, the Hansen Group. We got all the three stores signed up for him.
Wow, there you go.
Nice. Yeah. Wow.
Man, I mean, it's just going to keep growing. This is one of those things, you know, like I said, true character rises during when there's big major issues in the world. And right now, y'all's character is rising. Your company is going to rise. You're in here grinding away. You're at the store right now in the middle
That's right.
You are personally delivering vehicles. You're signing customers. You're doing everything, whatever it takes. When people ask me what I do, it's whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes. Right? Listen, right now my driver just got here, and we're going to drive the Corvette to my house, and the customer's coming with a certified check. I'm going to sign him on the hood of the car, get him a cup of coffee like I got him last time. My wife's going to make him a coffee. You know, deal made like $5,000. Why wouldn't I do that? Like,
it makes
sense. Even if it didn't make money, I don't care. Like, this is the way, the new way. I want to be ahead of it. I want to be, you know, be ahead of this thing, because guess what? Business is not going to be the same, guys, when this thing is over. Mm-mm. So either you're ahead of this thing, or we're going to be behind. And I'm not the guy that's behind anything.
No. I agree with that. I'm the same way with that.
Yeah, I see.
Right now, if you grind right now, it's going to be, when it opens up a little bit, you're going to kill it, because it's going to be easy. The people who sat back and didn't try anything the last month, they're going to come in trying to figure this out, and they can't figure it out. It's going to take them weeks. Right, so we're going to be so far ahead of the game.
Post. You see the post that I did, right? I have two people from Florida that used to work for me here. I got on the phone with them on Sunday. They're like, are you hiring? I said, yes. So I'm going to train them how to do remotely, right? They're in Florida. They can still work for me. But, right, they're like, I know how you deal. I know how you are. So they're like, we're not working in Florida. We'd rather work for you. I give them access to the CRM. And it's a win-win. Why am I going to wait until they decide to open the country? I'm going to start working now. I'm going to start training them now how to work the deals. So, like you said, when this thing opens up, I'm going to be already ready to go.
Boom. And you will be, man. And that's another reason why I'm inspired by you, my friend.
You got to be ahead of the game, buddy. You got to be ahead of the game.
That's exciting. Man, I'm so excited just having this talk, because there's so many people that are going to be able to benefit from this. Because seriously, we're not people that are are worried about what the next thing is we're going to do. We're doing what we know to do best right now. We are taking action right now and not waiting for something else to happen. And it's not like we just woke up today and said, man, today do I want to be a solutionary or a pioneer? No, before this whole pandemic showed up, we were already trying to improve. We were already trying to brew solutions. We were already trying to get to the next level, go to the next sale, do things differently and be pioneers. And we're already being reached out to at that point. You already have people that you were pouring into to say, hey, you want to know how to make it work in your world? Do this. Get very socially active on the internet. Get very effective in the way that you're actually handling your dealership. And now, where people go into stop mode, where everything's at pause, they're going to be reaching out again to say, how did you keep momentum happening? How did you make sure that, that you were making solutions occur when we were all chasing our tail, while we were all scared, while we were all running for the hills? You're saying, what do you mean? This is just my lifestyle. This is just what I do. Guess right. what? I'm a game changer, and the whole game just changed. So you're going to need to buy my book. You know what I'm saying? You have that opportunity available. You know
he's a New Yorker, bro. He's a New Yorker. That you can't take the New York out of him.
Never, man. He's hardcore. Yeah, I love it too.
I love it.
But I love it. Car guys, car gals. That has been our fresh news session with El Patron. We're going to be right back after this.